So as we say thank you to God on this Harvest Sunday, we're going to take a few minutes to think about this Bible reading that we just heard. And you may like to have that open in front of you. We'll look at a few of the verses together as we go through. And just a reminder, it's page 1070 in the Church Bibles. In this Bible passage, Jesus is talking about two different types of food. And he says some wonderful and surprising things. So let's focus on his words for the next few minutes. And I'm going to pray and ask God to help us to understand Jesus' teaching. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we ask for your help now, that you will give us understanding as to the meaning and truth of this bit of Jesus' teaching. We come with grateful hearts today, thanking you for the food that we eat each day. And please teach us about the food that you offer and that we need. Amen. So two different types of food. Firstly, there's the regular food, which Jesus calls in this Bible passage, food that spoils. There it is in verse 27. Do not work for food that spoils. Jesus is talking about everyday food, the kind of food we find in the supermarket. And this is the kind of food we're thanking God for today. And thank you to everyone here who's brought food which we can see on the Lord's table, which will go to the Colchester Food Bank to help people who are struggling to make ends meet financially at the moment. We know that this kind of food is essential. But Jesus reminds us that over time, regular food spoils and ruins and goes off. Now, technology for preserving food and keeping it fresh has developed a lot in the last 100 years. And today, I'm sure all of you have got a fridge and a freezer at home to stop food going bad. But we still know that the food we buy doesn't last forever. Food spoils over time. And then some of it goes into the food bin, doesn't it? And I've brought our family food bin to the service today. I've just got a new one from the council, so it's more flash than my previous one. It's got a special button on it. Let's see what we've got in here. Yeah, I think we'll keep that closed. If food goes past its best before date, then mum and dad know that it's soon going to be thrown away, isn't it? And it's going to go into the food bin. Think of those squelchy brown bananas left in the fruit bowl. Little flies around them. Or think of that piece of hardened cheddar lurking at the back of the fridge. This is the kind of food that goes into the food bin, isn't it? Food that spoils. And isn't it interesting that that's what Jesus calls it? It's a little bit negative, isn't it? Being a bit negative there, Jesus, aren't you? Food that spoils. Why do you need to be talking about that? Well, I'll explain in a moment. We all know that food is essential, and most people are very interested in food. I don't know what your favorite food is. Maybe it's chicken. Maybe it's macaroni cheese. I was going to say, I'm sure for a lot of you, it is pizza. This seems to be the universally popular food. And at the school service on Friday, one of the classes had drawn pictures of their favorite food. And it was like tomato, pizza, you know, something else, pizza, pizza. Everybody seems to love pizza. And we commend the Italians for this. Food is part of life every day, isn't it? And throughout the day. I mean, it is one of the basics that we think about all the time. So in the light of this, Jesus' statement here is a little bit shocking. Don't work for food that spoils. He means don't focus all your energy and interest on normal food. And the reason he says this is because there's another special type of food that we all need. And Jesus calls this eternal life food. That's the second type of food we're looking at today. This is food that will give us life after we die, food that never spoils or goes past its sell-by date. Let's listen to Jesus' words again in verse 27. You might like to look with me if you've got the Bible open. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Jesus is saying to us, invest your work and energy in getting eternal life food. And that is a wow statement. What an incredible thing for Jesus to say. And I'm sure that some of you may be thinking, you know, hold on a minute, Francis. Everybody knows there's no such thing. You can't go to Sainsbury's and look on aisle number 5 for the eternal life section. It isn't there. You know, there you are, you've got your trolley. Oh yeah, toothpaste and dental care, tinned fruits, yeah, rice. Oh good, the eternal life section. Oh, I see they've got something new in. Let's get 2 packets of eternal life food. How delicious. Everybody knows you can't do that in Sainsbury's. You can't do it in Lidl or Aldi. Not even in the new Marks and Spencers. But amazingly, in John's Gospel, Jesus says that there is an eternal life food. Well, the people he was originally talking to had just seen him feed a crowd of 5,000 people, starting simply with 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. And some extraordinary way, Jesus multiplied the food, and that, what is often described as a packed lunch, became enough to feed 5,000. And the crowd were amazed and blown away. And so they asked Jesus, verse 28, what must we do to do the work God requires? What must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus is telling them to work for the food that gives eternal life. So they want to know, well, what are the works that we need to do? How do we get this special food? And we'd like to know the same thing today, wouldn't we? Jesus' answer is remarkable, verse 29. The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Again, Jesus surprises us. The work, according to Jesus, is something that we never normally consider to be work. Jesus says the work is believing, and believing in a special person that God has sent. So to get the eternal life food, we don't need to plow the ground, we don't need to scatter the seed, we don't need to water the plants. Instead, we need to believe in a special person. For Jesus, believing is work. That is very interesting. Finally, Jesus makes it all clear who he's talking about, because until this point, he's been being a little bit cryptic and mystical. Please have a look with me at verse 35. Jesus makes it plain. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Then look on to verse 47, which actually comes after today's Bible reading. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. So Jesus tells us that he himself is the eternal life food. We might have expected Jesus to say, I'll show you where you can find the eternal life food. We might have expected him to say, I can give you the eternal life food. But amazingly, he says, I am the eternal life food. Jesus in and of himself. Now, what does that mean? What an extraordinary thing to say. This, of course, raises the question, how do we eat Jesus? If he's the eternal life food, How do we eat him? And this was an offense to many of those who originally listened to Jesus. They said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? But Jesus explains that the way to eat him is by believing in him, the Son of Man, the one whom God the Father has placed his seal of approval on. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. Verse 27 again. I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Jesus is surprising, isn't he? When we look carefully at the things he says in the Bible, there are these wonderful and mysterious things that he says. As the story of Jesus' life develops in John's Gospel, we find that his death on the cross is at the heart of how he gives eternal life. And in John chapter 6, which is quite near the beginning of the Gospel, he hints at this, pointing ahead to his death on the cross. Have a look at verse 51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He's talking about giving himself as a sacrifice on the cross so that anyone who eats his flesh by believing can live forever. Jesus is the eternal life food. We can eat him by believing in him. And this is really good news from God for each of us here today. So in conclusion, we're thanking God at this harvest time for the food that fills the shops. But Jesus is telling us that people around the world, and here in Colchester as well, we need more than an earthly harvest. We need more than Sainsbury's, more than vitamins and minerals. So we shouldn't focus all our work on normal food that spoils. Don't put all your energy into getting regular kind of food, as important as it is. Jesus says that we need eternal life food, and that he is that food. He's the bread that gives eternal life. And we can have this gift by believing in him. So while we thank God today for the food that nourishes us day by day, we also want to thank God for the gift of his son Jesus, who is a better food than even your favorite dish. Let's have a moment of quiet for you to think on your own about John chapter 6, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, the bread of everlasting life. Thank you that through his death on the cross, he is the food which gives us life after we die. Please help us to believe in him with all our hearts. Amen.